on the Lifestyle Show on TRE Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. Now, our next guest is well known for being in the reality TV show Towie, or The Only Way Is Essex, but he also runs a very successful restaurant chain, one of them being Olivia's in La Cala. Welcome to the show, Elliot Wright. Thanks for joining us, Elliot.
How are you doing? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too. Now, you were in Towie, but apparently your own restaurant is going to have its own TV show.
Get straight to the point.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm talking to ITV at the moment about different projects. Nothing's been confirmed yet. I can't really say anything more on that.
But you heard it here first on TRE.
I'm trying to be a bit coy.
No problem. What you really want to talk about, though, is this fantastic event that you've got happening at your restaurant, Olivia's, which is in La Cala. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, basically, I've been in the restaurant game for 15 years. A lot of people don't know that before I was on, obviously, Towie. I moved to Spain in 2001 in a place called Orihuela Costa, which is near Alicante. And I opened a restaurant there with my mother and father, and it was very successful. So I've done that, and in 2013 decided to go on to the reality show for more business exposure, if anything. And since then, I had the opportunity to take Olivia's, and I've now relocated and moved to Spain, and you know, I'm very, very happy at the moment, and I'm loving the life on the coast, especially in La Cala de Mies. It's a beautiful little town. I never knew anything about it. I think a lot of people, when you associate with the Costa del Sol, say Marbella, and there's other little places on the coast, and La Cala de Mies is one of them. I think it's a little jewel. I fell in love with the place, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
It's beautiful, and I love showing it to people, and I think what I've done with Olivia's is completely different to what's actually been anything else like that, and I think it's a bold decision to do that, and hopefully it'll pay off. Time will tell.
So in what way is it different, Olivia's?
Well, it's a very modern restaurant, should we say. It's you know, I'm sponsored by Murray Shandon. It's a champagne venue, per se, and it's what we've always done. You know, my other restaurant in Alicante is a party restaurant. It's a place where you come and celebrate family, you know, and it is exactly that. It's a family restaurant. You know, we do entertainment, and like last Saturday, for instance, it said it all for me. It was a guy who was dancing with his great granddaughter, who is 88 years old, and he's dancing on the dance floor with her. And I just thought that's what I'm about. There, it's a family restaurant. It's a place where you go, you can have good food in a nice ambience, and that's what it is. You know, it's a beautiful restaurant. It's a dining experience where the whole focus of the entertainment is for the diners, and it's got a bar attached. You know, a lot of people compare me to La Sala. La Sala's a great restaurant. I know the owner's there, but for me, it's a bar where the focal point of the music's sort of bar, and it's got a dining room attached, whereas mine's more of an entertainment restaurant, per se. And, I'm happy with it at the moment, and it's been very difficult, I'm not going to lie. One of the hardest things I've ever done. The staff inside, I've opened up in August, and, you know, trying to get the right staff in has been difficult, and it's not been easy, but I think we're finally turning the corner, and I'm very happy with it.
Well done. And Towie itself, The Only Way Is Essex, it's very often filmed at La Sala. Do you get them filming now at Olivia's?
Well, they've already filmed there, obviously. They was there in September, and I opened in August, so they filmed in there itself. So obviously when they come out, we always got offers for different film projects when people come out. It's a location that people are going to want to use, especially as I'm associated with it itself. And there will be TV projects. I will do it. As yet, I'm not sure what I will choose to do. But, you know, like I say, it's the first summer coming up. We've got a lot of things going on. You know, I'm still finding my feet with things. We had a group called the Jersey Boys who sung in there on Sunday.
And
it was electric. I felt like Sunday was probably the first day I can sit there and say, yeah, this is exactly what Olivia's was about.
Yeah.
Everyone was up dancing. We had the Jersey Boys. And obviously, being a show restaurant, we're starting off. We've got a new group. We're starting next week, next Sunday. They're like Earth, Wind and Fire kind of a group. They're called Cool Fire. They're playing next Sunday. After that, we're gonna Sunday, I think, the 20th, I think it is, we're going to have entertainment the whole day. We've got them on, and we've got the Jersey Boys. So Sunday's going to be kind of traditional Sunday lunch with great entertainment. So I'm looking forward to that. And we've got a lot lined up throughout the summer. So I'm just trying to bring something a little bit different to Locala. I think a lot of people at the start was a bit shocked, thinking, oh, he's going to change our little village. But, you know, I think I've settled in now, and a lot of people have realised what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to build a nightclub in a coast. That's what I was getting associated with. I think because of the TV links, because of the show with Tao, everyone was assuming I was going to build this nightclub in a little fishing village. And I think they realise now that it's not. You know, I've got a lot of locals that are coming in, and I know I live there myself, and I absolutely love the area. I fell in love with it.
Yeah, it is very, very pretty. Now, you've got an event happening this Saturday, March the 10th, in aid of Kudeka, I believe.
It's Thursday. Yeah.
This Thursday
it is. Yeah, we're trying to raise some money for Kudeka. They asked me to maybe look at being an ambassador for them to try and make some money. I think when you go and look at what they're actually doing at Kudeka, and, you know, I was shown around the place, and, you know, when it puts everything into perspective when you're looking at, you know, and realising everyone along there is terminally ill. And I think what really hit home for me was they explained to me, the lady that set it up, Joan, she lives on,
yeah,
lives on in the hospice. And at
we
the
know
end of
her
it,
well, yeah.
And, you know, when you have a look, that they said about her place where she lives is going to get turned into a children's wall. And I think that really hits home when you think terminally ill, children's ward.
Mm,
and, you know, and that for me, you know, from there on, it was, you know, what do I need to do? Because, you know, you do a lot of things in life, and sometimes you have to look around and say, no, it's time to give back. And, you know, they asked me if we did some charity gigs for them. I said, of course. And we've come up with some ideas for it. We wanted to do, like, a masquerade party and things like that. So it should be a fun night. We've got some good entertainment on, and, you know, if we can raise any sort of money for the charity, that's the main thing, really. So
yeah,
that's on Thursday. It's going to be a right fun day. We've got loads of entertainment on. We've got some people coming down and doing some special bits and pieces. So I'm really looking forward to it. That's going to be a good day.
Yeah, I think you've got Kath John coming down, who's great, great entertainer.
She's brilliant, Kath. You know, yeah. She comes on, she sings her heart out. It's fantastic. I'm actually flying back on Friday, so it's the last day I'm going to be around for the weekend, because my father is... He's not well either. He's got cancer, my father, and he's treated at the Royal Marsden. And they do a thing called the Royal Marsden Walk, and every year there's 5,500 people that do the walk from the Royal Marsden Hospital in Kensington to Sutton. It's a 14K walk, and it's 58 of my family. We're going to do it. Me and my cousin Mark cutting a ribbon.
Incredible.
It's not so much the money you raise. I think it's more the awareness, because my father's got prostate cancer, and... So I think when you have someone close to you affected, you realise it and you start getting yourself checked out and things like that. I think, obviously, with me being on telly and a lot of my family being on there, you know, us doing that, will the awareness it will raise, make people, you know, because it's the biggest killer in cancer for men, prostate cancer.
Mm.
So that's close to the heart for us all as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
The family. So we're doing that that's on Sunday. So,
so you're keeping really, really busy.
I'm busy. I'm flying about all the time. I'm obviously there. I'm in between Alicante. My children live in Dublin, and, you know, I'm in the UK for TV work. So I'm on a lot of flights. I'm getting pulled from pillars of clothes, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm loving being on the coast at the moment.
Bless you.
I'm enjoying it.
Good for you. Now, this event, is anybody welcome? Can they just turn up to this event?
Anyone can come. We're doing a daytime thing. It's, you know, anyone can turn up on the night. It's going to, Cash John's going to be singing. It's going to be great. You know, we're going to try and, we've got some raffle prizes to give away. And you know, it's going to be a fun day. The weather's nice as well, so we can't complain with our ears at the moment. It's beautiful. I speak to everyone at home, and it's miserable as well.
I know, me too. Yeah, I spoke to my mum recently. She said it's cold and it's dark.
Well, I can't help myself. My granddad's a black cab driver in London, and no matter what, if it's raining here, I still tell him it's absolutely beautiful. Slaughter him. I say, you better get over it, granddad.
Yeah, it's a good way of getting them over, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be warm with rain, I tell them on a Lilo.
Well, it sounds fantastic. This event is happening Thursday, March the 10th,
yeah.
All in aid of Kudeka. And Olivia's Locala is actually in Locala. If people want to find out more, they can give you a call on 952-494-935 or email info@oliviaslocala.com. Do you have a website, Elliot?
We do, yes. Oliviaslocala.com.
Oliviaslocala.com. Fantastic. Well done in all you're doing. I might pop down next Thursday after the show, but good luck with it all. And
thank you,
great to talk to you, Elliot Wright. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.